Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a most amazing story about the Alter Rebbe, first Chabad Rebbe. Now, at the time that the Alter Rebbe lived, Chassidus was still pretty new. Chabad Chassidus was very new, as the Alter Rebbe was the founder of Chabad Chassidus. But even Chassidus in general was not accepted by the whole Jewish world as it is today. And therefore, there are many stories of people who thought it was something dangerous, or opposed it, or both of those things, various other tests and debates. And this is one of the stories about a Jew named Reb Meir Foyles, who lived in Vilna. He was a very important person in the city. And at the time of the Alter Rebbe, when the machlokas was going on, when there was a lot of back and forth and debate about whether Chassidus was a proper way of serving Hashem, he came out on the side against Chassidus. And what happened was that he, Reb Meir Foyles, and another business associate of his and friend, both Talmidei Chachamim, they were both Torah scholars, but they were also very successful businessmen, very wealthy, were accused falsely, of course, with defrauding the government, of stealing money from the government of that country, Russia, if I'm not mistaken. And they were facing very terrible charges. And they tried all sorts of ideas of how to clear themselves and show themselves to be innocent, but nothing was working. And of course they were davening, and of course they were asking for advice, brachas from different important and holy people, but nothing seemed to work. Finally they decided, you know, maybe there is something to this idea of the Alter Rebbe, first Chabad Rebbe being a big tzaddik. There's always stories of different miracles that he accomplishes, with Hashem's help, of course. And maybe we should try. So they took the long trip to visit the Alter Rebbe. Expensive trip, long trip, a lot of time. And they came to the Alter Rebbe and they asked him for advice. They came into a private audience with the Alter Rebbe and they explained to the Alter Rebbe the terrible situation they're in. They're in very great danger. Who knows what could happen to them? They have their families, they have their communities. And it was very, very dangerous to be accused of defrauding the government, of stealing money from the government. And it seemed that it was not easy to successfully show themselves to be innocent, even though I'm sure they were innocent, but somehow or another looked terrible, and they just didn't see a way out. So Alter Rebbe listened to them, and he said, "You are Talmidei Chachamim, right?" They said, "Well, we learned Torah. Yes, we learned Gemara. We spent time." He said, "Let me ask you a question. The Gemara says that the Malchusa D'Rikia is similar to the Malchusa D'Ara, that the kingship of Hashem is similar to the kingship of earth. What does that mean?" They said, "We don't know what it means. What, Rabbi, please, you know, tell us what the meaning is." He said, "What it means is that just like Hashem has a name by which we call him, so too a king has a name by which he's referred to. One doesn't refer to the king by his actual name, one refers to him with a title. So too, Hashem has a title. It's not his actual true name, but we call him by a certain title." Okay? It seemed that the audience was about over. They didn't understand what that had to do with their request to be saved from this terrible lawsuit against them. But the Alter Rebbe gave them a bracha, and they were dismissed. They stood outside the Alter Rebbe's office, and looked at each other, and they said, "What a waste. We came all this way, spent all this money, all this time, to travel to see the Alter Rebbe, and he tells us a nice Devar Torah of some kind. What does that help us?" So they were very upset, but what could they do? They went back to Vilna, where they came from, and they continued to try to show themselves as innocent. I hired the best lawyer, but the lawyer said, truthfully, I don't see a way out for you. I just don't. I don't see a way out. The only thing I can suggest is that you travel to Petersburg, the capital, and there's a certain park there, and you should go into that park. You'll have to bribe the guard because it's only supposed to be a park for people who are the king's royal advisors and so forth. But if you bribe the guard, he'll let you in. And you'll see that the Minister of Justice will be there taking a walk. And when you see him, you throw yourself on the ground and ask for mercy from him, that he should help you to be cleared of the charges. Okay? So that's what they did. They went to the Capitol. They found the park. They bribed the guard. And they went in to wait for Minister of Justice, because the guard said that the Minister of Justice comes by at a certain time every day for a walk in the park. So they see somebody coming, looks like the Minister of Justice. The guard is gesturing to them, making all sorts of signs. They think, oh, he must mean that this is the right person. So they quickly go over to the person they think is the Minister of Justice, and they fall on the ground in front of him. Please, please, Your Honor, we have been accused falsely. It's all a big mistake. Please help us that we shouldn't be punished. We have families, we have businesses, we have communities that depend on us. The man said to them, please, please get up. I'm not the Minister of Justice. You see, the guard is signaling to you that I'm not the Minister of Justice. He's signaling that I'm not the right person. You thought he was signaling that I am the right person, but I'm the wrong person for you. I'm the Minister of Education. Oh, they said, we're sorry, we didn't mean to offend you. No, he said, no problem. As a matter of fact, being that I'm the Minister of Education, I'd like to ask you a question. He said, you look like you are scholars. You look like you're rabbis, scholars, Torah scholars. They said, well, whatever, we learned some Torah. Yeah, we learned some Torah. So he said, let me ask you a question. The Talmud says that the kingship of heaven is similar to the kingship of earth. And the Tsar asked me what this means. He happened to find somehow or another that in the Talmud it says this. And since he's a king, he wants to know, what does it mean? That the kingship of heaven is similar to the kingship of earth. So the mayor of Fos and his friend understood exactly what's going on here. This was a question which the Alter Rebbe told them. And he told them the answer. So they knew that the Alter Rebbe had somehow or another, with Ruach HaKodesh, with divine inspiration, a sense of prophecy, understood that this was going to happen to them. So they had the answer already. The Alter Rebbe already told them, what's the answer to this question? So they said, okay, what it means is that just like Hashem, he has his real name, but that's not what we call him. So too, a king of this world, you don't call him by his actual name, you call him by a certain title. That's what it means, the similarity of the kingship of heaven and the kingship of earth. So, Minister of Education said, I like that answer very much. What happened was that the king gave me 3 days to find out this answer. So it's very important. I have to come back and tell him this answer. I'm going to tell him, and if he likes the answer, then I'll put in a good word for you. And hopefully, you'll be excused. So, sure enough, that's what happened. Went back to the king. The king liked the answer. And he asked for clemency. He asked for help for these two gentlemen who had actually taught him this. And he said to the king that perhaps they could be excused. And sure enough, that's what the king did. He excused them from everything. So they were free. So therefore, Rameir of Fos and his friend realized that everything that was being told about the Alter Rebbe in a negative way was obviously false, that what seemed to be in some places something not in the Torah tradition, Chas v'Shalom, no, Chassidus is not in the Torah tradition. is just a deeper version of what's in the Torah tradition. And therefore, we see that the Alter Rebbe was a person who was, chas v'shalom, not doing anything wrong, but on the contrary, was a godly person, a person that had Ruach HaKodesh, prophecy, and he was able to see in the future that these two men who were falsely accused had one way of becoming excused. And that was exactly to walk in this park and to meet the Minister of Education, and the Minister of Education would ask him this question, and he prepared them with everything they needed. Baruch Hashem, today, everybody realizes that the Chabad approach and the Hasidic approach, there is nothing wrong with it, there's nothing false about it, and maybe different than what people are used to, but it's basically a deeper version of Torah. It's based on a more spiritual approach. And each person, of course, has their derech, has their way of Torah and mitzvahs. But to take from the teachings of Chabad and the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov in general, which Chabad is actually the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, just in a form that's more understandable, is certainly something which can be useful to every person. And as was told to the Mashiach himself, that the Baal Shem Tov had Elias and the Shama, his soul went up to the heavenly chamber of Mashiach and asked him, when are you coming? Amos Ikasimar. And Mashiach answered, when your teachings are spread to the outside, when the wellsprings of your teachings are spread all over the entire world. And so this is what we are trying to do, to spread these teachings, which everyone is welcome to take from any of these teachings. And in this way, improve our learning of Torah and our performance of mitzvahs, our avos Yisrael, our love for Hashem, our love for our fellow Jew, our awe of Hashem, and acts of goodness and kindness. And in this way, quicken the coming of Mashiach. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.